Welcome to our shortcast. This summary is from our Leaders in Consulting show episode with Peter Feldmeier. And today, we're covering three highlights from the show. Why Eat What You Kill is the wrong incentive scheme for partners at a consultancy, how E-Tribe's startup mindset differentiates them from other consultancies, and farmers and hunters. Why you need both to grow your consultancy. Let's get right to it. Why Eat What You Kill is the wrong incentive scheme for partners at a consultancy.
Having been a management consultant in my first work life, so to say, I know that most consultancies have the attitude or the incentive structure for partners and managing directors of Eat What You Kill. So basically, you get your bonus depending on how much revenue you bring in. What is your personal take on that?
Interesting question. Well, looking back, I used to work under such an incentive structure. It can be motivating when you are doing pretty good, you know, and you basically see the carrot in front of you, money. I've seen a lot of negative aspects, you know, when you have this type of incentive structure, because when I look at clients, or I think of what is the best, for example, possible solution for a client, what is the best team, how can I serve this client, ideally I bring in already in the beginning the best possible people I have around me in order to win a client and respectfully to serve them.
Yes.
But this could also include, or basically mean, I need to share my revenue, you know. And I've seen behaviors in the past, people not working together with a partner principal pool because they simply didn't want to share whatever revenues or minimize their own profit or their bonuses. Mm-hmm. This often could result in not winning clients. At the end of the day, there's a company goal. You know, the company is not hitting the goal, which is bad for everyone. Yeah. And you start to see this kind of elbow mentality. I've also seen people, let's say in other firms, say they are already getting into a fight around their bonus structure before client is won, you know. So keeping it short, for me, this old school incentive structure many companies still have in the consultancy world, especially the big ones, in my opinion, what I see or hear is for me totally outdated, you know, because from a long-term perspective, it's not good for the clients. And also one reason why I did this move to E-Tribes was simply we have, let's say, a different type of incentive structure. Overall goal is winning clients, hitting company goals, and simply working together as a team. So when I let's say build a proposal, and I know a colleague of mine, for example, is a super expert in whatever sustainability or how can I basically use digital, whatever type of aspect to support sustainability goals of a company, I bring him in. Or if there's a tech problem or a tech issue, I bring in a tech colleague. So everybody working in whatever type of phase can get a certain share, simply making sure that everybody contributes. And this is, again, this logic of what type of pool of skills do we have in delivering the best solution.
E-Tribe's startup mindset differentiates them from other consultancies.
And our founders are no typical consultants. They are entrepreneurs, you know. Yeah. They have built up companies. They have sold companies, some of them super successful. And they have worked in startups and they have gone through all the tricky phases, what it takes to build up a company with failures, with mistakes, with what type of people do you need. And this startup-driven mindset, I mean, this is what we bring into our projects, where we say, like, we are different to normal consultancies. And this, for me, automatically includes a culture which is not like a normal corporation, you know? Yeah. It's simply, yeah, startup-driven, execution-driven, bringing things up to speed, delivering results, whatever it takes, being creative, and allowing people to to keep going and simply to do what they have in mind.
Yeah.
And there should be no fear, you know, in doing something.
Farmers and hunters, you need both to grow your consultancy.
Does every partner at eTribes have to sell, or do you have like some who are really good at selling, who focus a little bit more on selling, and some who are really good at consulting, who focus more on consulting work? Because I ask because when I think about the people that I know who became partners, I definitely know that some of them, they could have been partners selling way earlier because they are just amazing salespeople. They should have been promoted like years earlier. And others, I just know that they became partners because they execute really well, but honestly, they're really, really, really bad at selling. So how do you solve this at eTribes?
Well, I would say, we have, from a sales point of view, we have partners, we have principals, we mm-hmm. have principal experts, you know, in certain kind of special fields and different type of sales targets per person, you know. We have, I would say, on a partner level, hunters, but also farmers. We have colleagues, in my opinion, what I could see so far, incredibly good in building up large projects.
Mm-hmm.
And this is more like a farming element. Mm-hmm. And others, like me, for example, with a stronger preference on the hunting side in doing the first contact, going out, maybe on conferences. I mean, all of this before Corona, you know, this is another issue right now. But in generating leads and simply connecting people mm-hmm. and networking. What I liked at eTribes, and this is also one reason, again, why I moved to eTribes, is that I could see that there's a culture of partners, principals, etc., working closely together.
Mm-hmm.
So my preference is also, in the beginning, often like I don't try to hunt on my own. It's often with a colleague, you know, because there are two people, two faces, understanding a client, and then you often see that maybe a client likes me or he doesn't like me, he likes the other one. And then the question always is, you know, once a project is, we win a project, we build up a team, we check who's the best person running the project, and then pending type of client or where basically is the project goal, who is the best partner in delivering it and basically joining the ride, you know? And this yeah. is where I would see the switch hunter, and then you hand over to farmers. And at the end, it's one team goal. And we make sure we build up clients, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it a lot because the two things are really different. The one thing, like hunting, it's a different kind of personality, I would say. And also a different kind of skill set that you get better at over time. And the farmer stuff, like I'm also more a hunter, so I don't have the patience to farm each single client. So that's why at our small company, we have Pirmin, who's doing the farming, who's serving the clients and who does a really good job, even at a young age, to expanding because we can help with more things. And that relieves me because I could do the farming, but it's just painful for me, honestly. I don't like it that much.
Often, like, be honest to yourself, you know, are you good in hunting or farming? Same for me, you know, yeah. I prefer hunting. And this is also more happiness, you know. And
yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's much more fun if you can stick to what you like.
Ready for more? Listen to the full episode. Head over to sawoo.io/leaders. That's sawoo.io/leaders. See you next time.